Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Chasam and Aleph, seven lines from the top, Amar Mar. So we had mentioned the drasha from the pasuk of Uviyayim Ra'izbay, that Yeshiyayim Shatarayabay, V'yeshiyayim Shiatarayabay. So ask the Gemara now, my mashma, where do you see from this pasuk of Uviyayim Ra'izbay, this drasha of Yeshiyayim Shatarayabay, V'yeshiyayim Shiatarayabay, that at times the kohen is allowed to push off looking at the nega? Says the Gemara, Machlekes Abaye V'Rava, Amar Abaye, Kazim Kein Lechtav Rachman and B'yayim, without the Vav. My U'Vayayim, why the extra Vav? Shema Mina, Yesh Yayim Sha'at Arayabai, V'yesh Yayim Shi'at Arayabai. It must be to teach us this drasha. Rava Amar, a different shot, that Kula Kra Yaseirahu, the whole word U'Vayayim is extra. Dim Kein Lechtav Rachman U'Behe Rais. The Torah could have just said U'Behe Rais. My U'Vayayim He Rais Bai. Shema Mina, Yesh Yayim Sha'at Arayabai, V'yesh Yayim Shi'at Arayabai. The whole word B'yayim is extra to teach me this drasha. Vabaye tells you that no, only the Vav is extra, B'yayim is needed, because it teaches us that the kohen is only allowed to look at a nega by day and not at night. And where does Rava know this halacha? Where does he darshan it from? From that which it says that the kohen has to see it with his eyes, there we learn out. What does Abai do with Einei HaKayin? Ene is coming to tell us that the kohen has to see it with both eyes, but if he's blind in one eye, so then he's not allowed to be, he's possible to be the one to look at an ega. Rava also needs the Ene to teach us this halacha, that a suma b'achas me'enav is possible. Says the Gemara, Enachanami, that's what he'll learn it out from Ene. So then where does he know the fact that the kohen has to look at the nega by day and not at night? Nafkulemi kenega nira li babayis. From that which it says by nege batim, it says li, mashma, I could see it naturally with my eyes. Li v'loi lo'iri, not with a light. Vabaye, he'll tell you back that that's true by nege batim. But ime hasim havamina hanimili toma delav de gufe. I would have thought that that's only applies by nege batim because it's not on the person's guf. But maybe when it comes to tumah on a person's guf, so it should be different. Maybe then it's you could see it at night. Kamash malan, and no, even when it comes to nigei or basar, so we have the pasuk of v'yayim v'loy b'layla. Now it says the Mishnah, V'oid Amar Rameir. Rameir says another kula, besides that which he said in the previous Mishnah, that a kohen could look at a nega during Chol HaMoed, and if it's the Chumras, and he'll just won't give a psak. So Rameir said another kula on Chol HaMoed, that Malakit Adam Atzamayis Aviv Ima Vimnesha Simcha Hilai. He's allowed to transfer the bones of his father and mother from one kever to another, because it gives him Simcha. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer Evil Hulai, that no, it causes him Tsar, it causes him Evil, and he's not allowed to. There's also an iser to be ya'ir al-mesai. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Or to be maspid a-mase within the regal, but 30 days within a regal. Now ask the Gemara. Rameir had said that a person's allowed to move atzamayis avivimai mibnesha simcha hilai. Ask the Gemara, is it really a simcha to move the atzamayis avivimai? We're a minu, but we learned in the Braisa. Hamalakit atzamayis avivimai ha-reizem is-abal alayim kolayayim. He sits avelus that whole day. He says, it causes him tsar. It's not simcha hilai. Ula erevim is-abal alayim. Fine, at night he doesn't have to. But otherwise he sits shiva for that day. Now, Agav, the Gemara just mentions, Amrav Chista, afilut srur in lai bestinai, that this halacha is true, even if he doesn't have to actually gather the bones, even if the bones are in a bag, and he's just moving the bag from one kever to another, afal pikein, he has to be misavil that day. But the kasha is that how could Rameir say, shesimcha hiloi, we see that he sits shiva for that day. It's not shiva, he sits yoy mechud, he has to be nayig avelus for that day. So you see it's an evil hulai, it's not simcha hiloi. Amar Abaye enachanami. Rameir never meant to say that moving the atzama is a simcha hiloi, that would be kind of sick. Rather, Ema Bimnei Shesimchas HaRegel Olav. What Rameir meant to say is that there's no problem to move the bones. Ah, it's going to cause him tsar? No, because he has Simchas HaRegel. So that will mitigate any tsar that he has, and therefore it's mutter to do it on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned V'lo Ya'ar Al-Mesai, Mai Lo Ya'ar Al-Mesai, what does it mean to be Ya'ar Al-Mesai? Amar Rav, Kad Hava Safdana B'Marava, like the Sir Maspid, the one who gave Hespedim in Eretz Yisrael, Amri Yifkun Ime Kol Merire Liba. He would gather people together when he gave a Hespid, and he would say, anyone who has a broken heart, anyone who's hurting, could come and cry with us right now. And Kaidim HaRegel Shoy Shimayim, so this, and giving a Hespid, is not allowed within 30 days within a Regel, Maishna Shoy Shimayim, why this number of 30 days? So Amar Rav, Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav said it's because based off of a ma'isa shahaya that happened 30 days before the rego. There was a ma'isa about a mechot shikine ismois alis a rego. He had gathered money together to save up to be a little rego. Uba safdon va'aman al pesach beisai. A certain safdon came and he came to the guy's house. Unatlasan ishtai unasnan lay v'nimnav lay Allah. And the wife got his iris from the safdon. She gave him all of her money and that they had saved up to be a little rego. And in the end, they weren't able to be a little rego. So ba'isa shah amruli ayir al mesa. And so from that moment on, they said that there's no being maspid or being ayir al mesa within 30 days of a rego, because we don't want something like this happening again. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that no, the reason why it's aser dafka 30 days before the rego is l'fisheina mes mishtakach min aleif shleishim yayim, because it takes 30 days for a person to forget about the mace, at least to a certain level, and therefore we don't want a person to give a hespid or to be your ayir al mesa within 30 days, because then on Yom Tov, he's still going to be thinking about the mace, which will take away from his Simchas Yom Tov. My benayu, what's an afkamina between these two pshatim? Ika benayu, dika avid bechinam, if we'll do it for free. According to Rav, it's only aser because of the ma'isa shahaya, so if he's doing it for free, there's no problem. But according to Shmuel, there's no difference if he's doing it for pay or for free. Either way, it's going to shter his Simchas Yom Tov if it's done within 30 days of the Yom Tov.